This is Growing the Valley, a podcast by the University of California, Division of Agriculture and Natural Resources. I'm one of your hosts, Luke Miller, Orchard Systems Advisor for Butte, Tehama, and Glenn Counties.
I'm your other host, Phoebe Gordon, Orchard Systems Advisor for Madera and Merced Counties.
Phoebe, welcome to the 1 Minute Challenge for the month of September.
Thank you, Luke.
And
it's welcome to you too.
Thank you. Phoebe, I have it down that it is my turn to go first for the 1 Minute Challenge.
I didn't even bother to check, so we'll go with what your notes say.
And I knew you wouldn't, so I did the homework and I'll start things off. Ready when you are.
3, 2, 1, go.
In walnuts, number one, to prepare for the possibility of another sudden autumn freeze, don't apply any more nitrogen and withhold irrigation for young trees for the first 2 weeks of September to form a terminal bud. You can resume irrigation after a terminal bud is formed without risking pushing new tender growth. Number two, to use Ethafon to advance harvest, target sprays on Chandler for when the hulls achieve 100% packing tissue brown, which is historically around mid-September. Number three, sunburn nuts could lead to more mold infection this year. In a 2019 study, a single spray of the fungicide Rhyme at either 30 or 60% split significantly reduced mold. In prunes, my one and only request for you is to please manage post-harvest irrigation to achieve mild to moderate water stress or 12 to 16 bars with a pressure chamber. Cytosporid cankers grow fastest in severely water-stressed trees. Thank you and happy harvest.
That was perfect.
Good deal. And then, of course, my only final note is that nothing we say is a pesticide recommendation. Always consult your PCA and read the label. The label is law. All right. So, Phoebe, are you ready to go?
I am ready to go.
I will count you down. 3, 2, 1, go.
So for pistachios, harvest is going to be here in September. Shake as early as possible to get nuts out of the orchard. And if you do need to do a second shake, do consider another enabling orange worm spray. For orchards that are infested with mealybugs, harvest them last and thoroughly clean equipment afterward. Start scouting. Look for areas with alternary leaf blight, watch for your panicle and shoot blight, and mealybug, but you're going to be treating those next year. We do not recommend post-harvest nitrogen in pistachios. For almonds, resume post-harvest irrigation as soon as possible. I understand that harvest is not going to be over in September. No post-harvest nitrogen is needed unless your crop is bigger than expected. Leaves show that they're deficient in your leaf tissue analysis in July, and the leaves are in good condition. Do inspect nuts post-harvest to see what sort of damage you get for feedback for your IPM program, and order your cover crop seeds if you want to use one.
Excellent. Excellent. With about 5 seconds to spare there, really nice balance there between the almonds and the pistachios. So
I still think you won since you landed right on 60 seconds.
I'll take the win because it's been a long drought for me. Not that we need to talk about drought, but for me, the drought is finally over and I won a 1 minute challenge for once. So I appreciate the win, Phoebe.
You're welcome, I guess. Well, I guess what have you been seeing out in the orchard?
In orchards, Clarissa and I have really had our heads down, hunkered down with harvests, both in almonds with nonpareil and the early varieties and selections in the almond variety trial we have at Chico State, as well as the prune harvests we have with Franz Niederholzer and with Rich Rosecrans of Chico State. So we've been running around harvesting almonds and prunes. Other than that, definitely seen some almond leaf scorch continuing at the Chico State farm, which we've known is there for a while. And I'm starting to get more calls, especially on the west side of Glynn County, what sounds like some almond leaf scorch. So I've asked folks to make sure you've done a leaf analysis first, make sure that you can't explain the scorch by sodium or chloride, that it's worth doing the almond leaf scorch testing. But I think I'm going to be doing some almond leaf scorch testing soon, and definitely seeing some hole tights in some of our trials with severely water stressed trees. So Those are really my two only observations. Before we got on the recording here, you noted that you were seeing some severely water-stressed orchards in Madeira.
So I've been talking to some folks who have been had issues with getting water because well levels are dropping. I think I've talked about this in the previous 1 minute challenge, like how these heat waves affect our plants. You know, we don't have a lot of data, as far as I'm aware, for the tree crops that we grow here. And so we'll need rain. I've also talked to some folks who the only wells that they have to rely on, you know, are kind of beyond or very close to what almonds can withstand. So I guess I'll just say to anyone who's thinking about pulling out an almond orchard or any orchard at all this year or in the future years, when you're thinking about replanting, this year we've had zero water allocations. And so look very carefully about your at your well water and think about what's going to happen if that's the only water source you have to rely on, since you can do some significant damage to your orchard and your soil if that's the only well water source you have to rely on.
Absolutely. That's a good warning to not only be thinking about the economics of planting a crop and what processing and buying kind of options you have for it, but really looking at that water picture and assuming very conservatively what it might look like going forward. Not at all scientifically, but it just seems to me when you note how our crops are doing, driving around for the four crops that we talk about predominantly on this podcast, it seems to me that the almonds and pistachios hold up better and those orchards are typically looking better after the heat wave compared to the walnuts and prunes look rough with the amount of sunburn and other issues I see in those two crops is really troubling going forward.
Yeah, we've kind of always known for a while that prude French may no longer be a good choice for the Central Valley due more to its sensitivity to heat during bloom, and it keeps on getting warmer and warmer during bloom. Something to think about as our climate continues to get warmer, especially as water becomes more tight.
Any other final notes, Dr. Gordon?
Yeah. So there's this new fig pest it's only been found in Southern California so far, in the main fig commercial production areas in the counties that I cover, so Madera and Merced. But we're going to be releasing a pest alert soon. And when it goes live, we'll add it to the webpage. It has very distinctive damage and it only really attacks immature fruit, or I should say it prefers that. But it is a concern if it gets into the Central Valley. So we're just asking folks to, if you have a fig orchard or even if you just have that backyard fig tree, keep an eye out for this pest.
Excellent. We'll definitely promote that once that pest note is developed. Alrighty. Well, thank you for the win and best of luck with all of your harvests. And we will reconvene in a month for the October tasks. Time is flying.
It is indeed.
And tremendous thanks to Clarissa, who will be editing all of this for us. She's been a huge help to the pod.
Absolutely. 100%.
Thanks for listening to Growing the Valley, a UCANR podcast. You can find out more about this episode at our website, growingthevalleypodcast.com.
We'd like to thank the Almond, Pistachio, Walnut, and Prune Boards for their support. We'd also like to thank my sister, Muriel Gordon, for writing and recording the theme music.